Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time together. Thank you, Father, for every person under the sound of my voice this evening, those that are present here in the sanctuary, those that are watching the live stream. I pray, dear Lord, that they will have ears to hear your word and an open heart, dear Lord, an open heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. Let it get deep down in their spirits, Father. Thank you, Father, for the honor of ministering your word. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said, amen, amen. Amen. I want to continue from pretty much where I left off last week concerning having strong faith. Having strong faith. And I want to tell you something, folks. We cannot hear too much about faith. We can't hear too much about faith, because if you're hearing about faith, that means that you have to have faith in something or someone. Amen. And our faith is in God. And our faith is in his word and what he has promised. And once again, I'm just going to read these few verses and then we will move on. But in Hebrews chapter 10, we were here last week, beginning once again at verse 35, it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. You have to understand, folks, that is very, very important. You hear me? I say, do you hear me? I want to say to each and every one of you now, and those that are watching too, I don't know what challenge you may be facing right now. It may look very, very dark. But I'm here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to ask you not to cast away your confidence. Don't lose your confidence in God. Don't lose your confidence in his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, do not cast, verse 35, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when things are dark, when things are tough, you know, we look up to heaven sometimes. We may not say it, and you may say it, but sometimes I know we think it. Oh, Jesus, when are you coming to get us out of this mess? When are you coming? When are you coming? Lord, I don't know how long I can hang on. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to hang on. You can ride. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 37 says, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now listen at this. Now, you look in your Bible and make sure this is in there. If it's not in your Bible, throw that one away and find you a real Bible. Verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, and if anyone gives up, if anyone throw in the towel, if anyone say, I can't take it anymore, I quit. God says, my soul have no pleasure in him. Amen. If you're not a quitter, go ahead and testify and say, I'm not a quitter. Say, I'm not quitting on God. I'm going to stay with His word. Hallelujah. But then the writer here, I love verse 39. You know, a man of faith wrote the book of Hebrews. I personally believe it was the Apostle Paul. But there's some dispute as to who wrote it. But one thing we know for sure, it is the word of God. I believe most likely Paul wrote it, but it's still the word of God regardless of who wrote it. They were moved by the Holy Ghost as they were writing. And so I love verse 39. It says, but we are not of those who draw back to prediction. Tradition. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But of those who what? Believe to the saving of the soul. In other words, we're not quitters. Hallelujah. And I have confidence myself in you that you're not going to quit. Yeah. Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. All right, let's go back once again to Romans chapter 4, fourth chapter of Romans. And remember I told you last week that Abraham is a good example of walking by faith. He's a good example of walking by faith, hallelujah. Drop down to in Romans chapter 4. We know that God gave Abraham a promise, didn't he? Says verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Glory be to God. Abraham was called to be the father of many nations. Amen. Not just the nation of Israel, but many nations. That includes you and me. Hallelujah. We are to be people of faith, just like Abraham was a man of faith. He was a man that believed God when he had no way of seeing anything happen. As a matter of fact, and we'll read this, but things looked to the contrary, didn't it? But he chose to believe God. Amen. So if we're going to be people of faith, we got to first believe the promise of God. We've got to believe what he said. We've got to believe what he said. Hallelujah. We won't go there, but we went there last week, but I'll give you the scripture reference again. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says that God is faithful that promise. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says that the promises of God are yes. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and put it on the screen for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, 20. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For all the promises of God in him are what? Yes. And in him?
Amen.
To the glory of God, How? Through us. Hallelujah. If God promised you something, you see it in his word, embrace it. Hallelujah. Embrace it. Because if God promised it, it's a yes. If it don't seem like it's happening, it's still a yes. If we don't feel like it, it's still a yes. If it came out of the mouth of God, it's a yes. So we must make up our mind that, all right, I'm going to flow with God because I believe what he said. God will never lie to me. He cannot lie to me. If something's not working in my life, I must look at me, not God. Amen. I've got to grow my faith. You've got to grow your faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God will keep his word. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Jeremiah, great prophet of God. Amen. God called him as a prophet to the nations. And one of the things that God told him, well, let me go there and read it. Jeremiah chapter 1. You can go there too. And I won't read all this, but it is so good. I would encourage you to read first chapter of Jeremiah, because it'll build your faith for your faith. Let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. Now we're going down to verse 12, but in verse 5, God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Well, you know, we can take that personally. We can take that before you were even formed in the womb, I knew you. You think Jeremiah is the only one he knew? No. Glory to God. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. That blesses me every time I read that. Before I was ever formed in the womb of a lady named Carrie, God knew me. God had a plan for me. God had a plan for you. Our plans may be different. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet to the nations. We may be called to something else, but there is still a plan. Hallelujah. And I like to let people know that, because nowadays people feel like I am so unimportant. I really don't matter in the scheme of things. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Look at the person beside you and tell them you're important. Just in case somebody got missed, look at somebody else and tell them, say, you're important. See, we fellowshipping together tonight, ain't we? Look at somebody and tell them, say, God didn't call you here just to take up space. Tell that same person, God didn't call you here just to breathe his free air. Amen. Now, let me move on. Drop down now to verse 12. You can read the rest at your free time. But verse 12 says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Now, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. Regular King James Bible says, I hasten my word to perform it. I want to read from the Amplified Bible. Let me read to you from the Amplified Classic, verse 12. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Glory to God. I want to read that one again. Amplified Classic. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. That don't apply to just Jeremiah. God is watching over his word to perform it. Said in Isaiah chapter 55, my word will not return to me void. And I read the Amplified Classic. I want to read to you from the more modern Amplified. It says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. Now see, that should build your faith. Can I help somebody? I don't know if it's somebody in here, but somebody out there. You need to stop listening to people who are telling you you're never going to be anything. You need to stop listening to people that's telling you you're never going to make it. You don't have what it takes. None of us had what it took. I sure didn't. Still don't. My trust is in God. My confidence is in God. Because I realize without him, I can do nothing. Jesus said that too. He let the folks know, and he was talking to them, and he's talking to us today. Without him, we can do nothing. So take your little pride and put it under your feet. That's where it belongs. Because without Jesus Christ, you can do nothing that pleases God. Oh, you can do something. All of us can make a mess. All of us can do our own thing. All of us can do things that pleases us so that we get a pat on the back, so that we get an attaboy, great guy. But without him, we can do nothing to truly please God. Hallelujah. Word of God says, except God build the house, they work in vain that builds it. Never said the house couldn't be built, but it won't be the house God wants. It won't be the house with God's anointing on it. Hallelujah. We're having a Selah moment right now. Pause and calmly think of that. Think about it. Ponder it. Amen. So God says, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Therefore, I know when I trust God's word, good things are going to happen for me. I may not see it manifest today. I may not see it manifest tomorrow. That's not what matters. What matters is I believe God. I believe what he said. Amen. I told you last week, and we see it right here in the scriptures in Romans chapter 4, that God calls those things that be not as though they were. He calls those things that be not as though they were. He calls those things that be not as though they already exist. Hallelujah. Now, are you back at Romans chapter 4? Glory to God. I'm going to read verse 17 to you again. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Now I want you to grab a hold of something here. Let me read verse 18 to you again. Who contrary to hope, in hope believed. Contrary to hope. Something that's impossible unless God moves. Something that we know, if this happens, if this change, it's got to be God. But I have the word on it. I have the promise on it. Therefore, I'm going to stand on what he said. Hallelujah. We all know that Abraham was an old man, around 100 years old. But God told him, say, I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a son. And that old man, Abraham, believed God. Now, how many of us men would have believed God, being around 100 years old, and God's telling us that I'm going to give you a son? Some of us will probably say, get thee behind me, Satan. But not Abraham. Abraham hoped against hope. In other words, that what God promised looked hopeless. It looked hopeless. But you know what? We've got to do what Abraham did. Amen. It looked hopeless. But Abraham chose to hope anyway. What do you mean, hope? Hope really is confidently expecting something good to happen. Amen. Let's take it back to the beginning. When you got saved, what happened to you? Somebody just volunteer and tell me, just out loud, what happened to you when you got saved? You changed. What about your future? You got saved in the phone booth.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's the first time. I didn't know that. 700 Club, glory to God. Got saved in the phone booth.
Mom gave me the number. That's when they had phone booths.
Glory to God. Folks, you can get saved anywhere. I got saved in my bedroom. This brother got saved in the phone booth. His mom gave him the number. 700 Club. Got saved in the phone booth. But you know what? You were in a phone booth. I was in my bedroom. When I got saved, I knew something happened. I knew I was now born again, and I knew I was going to heaven. I knew I was going to heaven. I didn't see heaven. Didn't even see God. But I received him by faith. Having heard the word, and once I received him by faith, guess what? I had hope. And I still have hope. Amen. Let's go back to the word. Glory to God. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Now, first of all, hope brings rest. Go to Psalm 37. That's where we'll go there first. It's the 37th Psalm. In Psalm 37, drop down to the 7th verse. It says what? Read it. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. But we are told to do what? Rest in the Lord. How can you rest in the Lord when you don't yet see the results? It's because you believe his word and you're walking and living by faith, but you have hope. Hope brings rest. It brings rest. God says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Stop worrying. Stop carrying on. Just rest. Just be still and know that I am God. Don't cast away your confidence. Stay in faith, because this thing is going to change. You're expecting something good to happen. You're expecting God to come through for you. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Wow, I'm about to run out of time, but let's go to the book of Romans, 8th chapter. In Romans, the 8th chapter, drop down to verse 24. This is what I was talking about earlier. Verse 24 said, "For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope." As Christians, we have the hope of heaven. Now, when I say hope, I don't mean, well, I hope we're going. I hope we make it. I hope God comes through for me. That's not what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. You hear? I've asked people, I've even asked people, are you born again? Do you know the Lord? Are you going to heaven? And I've had this response: I hope so. When you say it that way, there's an element of doubt. When you hope in the Lord, you are expecting something good. I like the way Oral Roberts used to say it before he went home to be with the Lord. Something good is going to happen to you. Anybody remember him saying that? Something good is going to happen to you. He was expecting something good. He was expecting. Did every day please him? Did he have issues? Did he have challenges in his life? Yes, he did, just like all of us do. But his confession was, something's good going to happen to me. God's going to do something good for me. When you're walking with the Lord, it don't rain every day. All right, let me go back to verse 24. "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, what do we do?" Hallelujah. Put Romans 8:25 on the screen for me, please. "But if we hope for what we do not see, what do we do?" We eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Notice that word, we eagerly wait for it. We're waiting for it in rest. And we're willing to persevere, because something good is getting ready to happen to me, and I'm not going to quit. I have God's word on it. I take him at his word. Things may look dark right now, but I am not stopping here. I eagerly, restfully, joyfully persevere until my manifestation comes. Hallelujah. Because once it manifests, I don't need to hope for it. I got it. you believe in God for healing in your body, once he healed you, you don't have to hope for that anymore. You got your healing. You rejoice and thank God for it. And I'm got to quit, but I want to leave this with you, brothers and sisters. Y'all listen to me real good. Listen to me real good. If you're a child of God, raise your hand. You're born again. Those of you out there, I can't see you, but you raise your hand too. But now listen. All right. Thank you. God does not want you hopeless. Think about it. How many of you know that God is an almighty God? There's none greater than him. You hear me? There is none greater than him. With him, listen to me, with him, all things are possible. With him, nothing is impossible. And he is my God. His spirit lives on the inside of me. Then I have to ask myself a question, sister. Why am I hopeless? Why do I talk like there's no answers, there's no way? Things will never change. Why do I talk that way? Why do I live that way? When I belong to Almighty God, and he has placed a deposit on the inside of me, a deposit, an earnest of the Spirit, the Bible says, a deposit on the inside of me, that tells every devil, I don't care who it is or where, that I belong to him. I am his property. I say I'm a child of God, but yet I'm so hopeless. And the reason is I don't feed on his word daily. Jesus, my Lord, your Lord, told us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I've got to hear his word. I've got to hear his word. His word gives me hope, builds my faith, and gives me hope. When I get hope, I can rest because I believe what he said. I believe what he said, and I'm going to rest in that. I'm share this, and then I'm going to close. I remember years and years and years ago when my wife and I was real young. We're still young, ain't we? We were young and we were poor. Brother Ken, I'll never forget it, brother. Lord, you'd bring us back groceries. I'll never forget that brown bag. It wasn't no plastic, it was paper, man. But I remember during those times, my wife wanted to get her hair fixed and, you know, be able to go to a hair salon, you know, and get somebody. She did a good job, I thought, on her hair herself, but she always wanted to go to a hair salon. And I told her, I said, you know, one day you'll be able to do that. Oh, wow, you did it as recent as yesterday, didn't you? But here's the point. When I told her that, I didn't realize it meant that much to her. But when I told her that, she grabbed a hold to those words, and it gave her hope. And she said, one day, I will be able to go to a beauty salon and get my hair done. Am I right? She didn't even tell me until after the fact. I didn't know. I just told her, I said, hey, one day you'll be able to get your hair done. You don't have to do it yourself. And she grabbed hold of those words. And she held on to those words, gave her hope. Gave her hope. One day, I'm going to get my hair done. Somebody else is going to do it other than me. And it came to pass. Amen. And now you can't pay her to do her own hair. I tell her sometimes, sis, oh, don't worry about it. It'll go another couple of weeks, you know, because I don't be wanting to spend the money, you know. These ladies charge a lot of money, but you know what? I don't mind. I really don't. Listen, don't cast away your confidence. Don't lose your hope. Trust in your Lord, in your God. You got to lay claim to him. Yes, he's my Lord and he's my God, but he's yours too. You don't want to be like them seven sons of Sceva trying to cast the devil out in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached about. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know him for yourself. You got to have that personal relationship with him yourself. Amen. And I got to quit myself. Hallelujah. Play something softly for me, Terry, so I don't start preaching again. Hallelujah. Did this bless you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say this to our viewing audience that's viewing the live stream. I want to extend this invitation to you. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he loves you so much. He died on the cross for you. And he rose again from the dead for you. He wants to change your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to give you eternal life. Will you receive this free gift of salvation that Jesus himself purchased for you? All you have to do is receive it by faith. Just ask him to come into your heart, come into your life, and be your Lord and your Savior. If you're willing to do that, I want to pray with you. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the only begotten Son of God. And I believe that you came to the earth, you hung on the cross, you died and was buried, and rose again the third day, and you did it all so that I could be born again, so that I could be free. so that I can have eternal life. I receive you now, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life and saving me, making me one of your children. I thank you for that. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, we certainly would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life and how he saved you and set you free, changed your life. Hallelujah. There'll be some information on the screen for you where you can contact us and let us know that you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if it happened to be someone that's sick in your body and you need healing for your body, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, bringing healing and health to them. And we give you the glory and the praise for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Appreciate you watching the service, being a part of the service right along with us. And have yourself a blessed evening. Amen. Tonight, anyone need prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everyone happy? Amen. I say, is everyone happy? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Now, while you're standing, is there one person with a quick testimony you want to give? One person with a quick... Oh, I know what your testimony is. Go ahead. It's not there. Okay. I was wrong. I repent. Go ahead.
I had to go to the doctor there, to the hospital, because they had to get another mammogram. And but they, you know, they claimed this also from the last one. So they asked me, they said, they couldn't find it. They said, did they tell you what was there? I said, no, they just tell me that they told me they saw something. So they went. I had one done in April, so went back to April and looked at April. They still didn't see.